Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church, and I am your pastor of the day. Although faith and hope are closely linked together, each has its own purpose. Faith has work to perform today, and hope cheers faith on along the way and points to rewards of service. Romans 10:17 tells us, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God." And Romans 5 tells us, "And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." So hope comes by experience. Faith accepts the gift of promise, and hope confidently expects the fulfillment of that promise. The Word of God says much about hope, but it never uses the term to mean uncertainty or doubt. Let's examine three classes of hope in the world today. First, there are those that have no hope. Next, there are those that have false hope. And then there are those who have true hope. Now, Ephesians chapter 2 talks about those who are separate from Christ, having no hope, and no God in the world. And hope is essential to the human soul, as faith is to society. A life without hope becomes an unendurable misery, a very heavy burden. Ever since the origin of man, man has put his hope in some form of God, and yet there are those who are distraught, without hope, and without God in the world. Next, Matthew 7 talks about the false hope, and sadly, there are those who have false hope, and those are more numerous and worse off than those having no hope. Many who have false hope can be found right in our own communities, living with a sinful nature, thinking that they can cover it with good works. False hope seems to be self-sufficient until times of testing come. The church member who thinks that maybe baptism or membership or deeds is all that's necessary to escape hell, well, that's false hope. There are also those who believe in the religions without Christ. They have false hope. And then there are those who believe in a second chance beyond our present life. They believe that repentance can be made after one dies. Well, that's false hope. And oh, the list of false hope continues on and on when mankind thinks that he can save himself. Then, there's the last classification, true hope. And we read about that in Titus chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, where it says, "Looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed, and purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds." So, what is true hope? There's only one in regard to salvation. True hope can only be found in Christ, walking with him and seeking him daily, letting his Spirit guide us through our days. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, "But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence." So, can you give such an answer? Do you have such hope? I hope you do. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I've been your pastor for the day.